Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's raise up our two hands to the Lord. Holy God, do it again, again, do it again in my life. We see that upon that Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. We see that upon the throne. And pass me not to gentle Savior, bear my humble crown. Why on earth doubt God? Holy, do not pass me. Savior, 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 and my arm will cry. Hallelujah, of all that thou art born. Holy, you now pass. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus and my own will cry. Hallelujah, why on earth hast thou art born? Holy, do not pass me. I'm our Lord. He's a great God. Hallelujah, great. Hallelujah. Of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I'm complete. Oh, it's complete. Oh, it's complete. Hallelujah. Oh, it's complete. Hallelujah. Send that fire, that Holy Ghost fire. Send that fire again, that Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Pentecost on fire. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Yes, 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 yes. Fire burning. Yes, yes, yes. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I'm complete. Oh, it's complete. Oh, it's complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I'm complete. Thank you, Jesus. For the next few minutes, I want you to pray like a mad prophet. We have plenty of prayers to pray in few minutes. But those prayers are meant for many gathered here tonight. If it is on this prayer, we'll stop tonight. It's okay. But I want you to pray like a man or woman from another planet entirely. Because as the prayers will be going on, hidden, cleverly concealed arrows of darkness, which the Bible calls every tree that the Father has not planted, will be uprooted instantly and thrown into the fire. And anyone here tonight that the enemy has ordained you unto death, the arrows of death will backfire on the enemy. As you pray this prayer too, it is possible that some of us may feel funny. You may feel dizzy. It may be difficult to stand on your feet. But even if you fall down, continue praying on the ground. These are very, very serious matters. And we have few minutes to pray. Can you say this with only anger and merciless violence? Anything planted in my body to kill me. Is that the loudest you can shout it here tonight? Go! in the name of Jesus. Something is happening already. The power of God. Move. In Jesus' name we pray. I stop you because of somebody. If you are that person, last night you had a dream. Somebody actually pushed you inside a coffin. Find a way quickly to the altar and bend your knees as we pray this prayer again. Anything planted in my body to kill me, dead in the name of Jesus. The power of God, move. Yes, tonight is tonight. This is not a night to negotiate. We are not here to negotiate. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, it's happening. That's right. The agent of death, the serpent of death, is coming out. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. That's number five. Shout this again loud and clear. Garment of death. Prepared against me. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Set it ablaze. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Aha, aha. That's right. Yes. Bosente kaya bosente. Yes, yes, yes. Makaposete de kaya bosente. Thou power of God. Move. Yes. Kaya bosente rabokoraba. Aha, 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 aha. Something is happening here. Be released, be released, be released, be released, be released, be released. In Jesus' name we pray. Now pray this one with boiling anger again. Any power planning to announce my obituary. You are a liar. Dead. In the name of Jesus. They will not succeed. Aha, 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 aha. Open your mouth and declare it. The power of God. Move. 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 Masikaya boshente rabokoraba. Bakasente yaboshente rabokorabo. In Jesus them we pray. Father, I pray for this, your children at the altar. Any power that pushed you into any coffin, I command you, come out of the coffin. And let the powers that push you there replace you. In the name of Jesus. You shall not die but live. To declare the works of God. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every owner of the load of death. Can you say this loud and clear? Carry your load in the name of Jesus. They must carry their load. Enough is enough. Makasepende kaya boshende rabokola basanta. Aha, aha. Yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. I saw a sister. They were pounding you in a mortar. But all of a sudden, you grabbed the mortar away from the pounder. I began to pound the pounder. This is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, shadow of death. I am not your candidate. Wither! In the name of Jesus, command it to wither. Wither! Masataya boko shente raboko rabasanda raba. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. Three more. That's right. You, that person over there. Somebody swallowed something from the witchcraft realm, and the person came to your house to utter incantations against you. Something is happening now. There is a backfiring of that which has been done against you. Say, tongues of darkness speaking against my life. Dry up in the name of Jesus. Yes. Woo. That can send tire back. In Jesus' name we pray. Every grave dug for me. Bury your digger. There is a sister here who needs to pray this prayer seriously. Can I hear you shouting it again? Let your voice be like thunder. In the name of Jesus. Makate sente yabo shandia. It's happening, it's happening. Aha, 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 aha. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your right hand on your head now. Immediately we start this prayer. The power of God begin to pop out like popcorn. And strange things will begin to happen that will move many destinies forward. Any organ of my body that is about to die. Can you shout this loud and clear? Wake up! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Jesus. Jesus. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Receive a new organ. Receive it, 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 receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now while that is happening. Whatever organ the enemy wants to kill, you're waking up now. That's the power of God coming upon you. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Amen. Thank the Lord for answering those prayers. Thank Him for answered prayers. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. We are able to go up and take the country, to possess our land from Jordan to the sea. No, that may be on our way to enough. God will surely give us victory. Victory, move on to the righteous side. To the righteous side of God. Hallelujah, brother. Move on. Oh, yes, move. We are able, we are able. Don't go up and take that country. Don't possess our land from Jordan to the sea. Don't die. God will surely give us victory. Victory, move on to the righteous side. Yes, move on. Lift Jesus higher. Oh, lift him higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the air, I will draw all men unto. Lift Jesus high, lift Jesus. Ko sagbara to dabi ti Jesu. Ko sagbara to dabi ti ma. Ko sagbara. Oh yes, sir. Louder, 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 louder. Ko sagbara. Ko sagbara. Ko sagbara. Oh yes. Agbara. 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 Ko sagbara. Ko sagbara. Ko sagbara. Louder, louder, louder. Agbara. Agbara. Ko soruko. Ko soruko. Ko soruko. Ko soruko. Oruko. 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 Ko sagbara. Agbara, agbara, agbara to jagba. Shout hallelujah. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise, O Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. As we go into your word, open our understanding. It is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. He keepeth all his bones, so that none is broken. You are the keeper of bones of the righteous. Tonight, visit your people. Let each and everybody presented here tonight be candidates of uncommon miracles. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. If you open your Bible to Psalm 129, will be in a good place to start the warfare message of tonight. Psalm 129. And we're speaking on crushing the cords of wickedness. Crushing the cords of wickedness. Psalm 129, verse 4. If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. Psalm 129, verse 4. Are we all there? Now let's read it like thunder. Let's go. Can you read it again? Read it a third time. Straight away, you understand certain things from that small passage you've read. There is an entity known as cords. Not singular, plural, cords. Cords of wickedness. The cords of the wicked. There is a weapon the enemy uses, a weapon of the wicked called cords. Question number one then. What do we mean by cords of wickedness? What do we mean when we say cords? What is the psalmist talking about? The cords of the wicked, what does it mean? Number one, cords are satanic ropes the enemy uses to tie a person down to one spot. The ropes of the enemy that ties a man down to one spot. There was a cord tying blind Bartimaeus down to one spot. But one day, the cord got broken. He threw away his garment of a beggar and wore the garment of prosperity. There is a satanic rope that can keep a man on one spot and the person will not move. Whether physically, spiritually, financially, it could keep a person rotating on one spot. If you tie a goat to a tree, the maximum distance a goat can travel is the distance between the tree and that rope. The cord determines how far that goat can go, and it has tied the goat down to one spot. Many years ago, I prayed for one man. Immediately, the prayer got to a level. The voice coming out of his throat was the crying of a goat. What happened was that in the spirit realm, they tied him down like a goat and they were feeding him with grass in the spirit realm. And here is a man complaining, I don't have appetite, I don't have appetite, I can't eat, but he's eating. But what he's eating is grass in the spirit realm. A satanic rope that ties a man down to one spot. And I decree by the decree of heaven, as the Lord lives and his spirit is alive, and as many people here at this meeting now, that any cord of the wicked is tying your progress down to one spot. Let the cord be broken now. Let it be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. What are cords of wickedness? Number two, cords of wickedness are instruments the enemy uses to tie a man or woman to himself or to his kingdom. Instrument the enemy uses to tie a man or a woman to himself or to his kingdom. There are people who have been doing this deliverance, that deliverance. You've done 30 deliverance for this, for being in familiar spirit, done 45 deliverance for witchcraft, but you find that you are not going. It means there is still a cord tying you to the enemy. Because the cords tying you to them have really not been broken. What do you mean by cords of wickedness? Number three, is the instrument of, this is how far you can go, you cannot go further. That is, the enemy has put a limitation on the journey of the person. Number four, what are cords of wickedness? The cords of wickedness, they are satanic glue to an evil bus stop. A satanic glue to an evil bus stop. It is one of the tragedies of Scripture. That young prophet in the Bible, after he had done signs and wonders by the hand of the Lord, he waited under an oak tree to rest. And that was his undoing. That evil burst up that he stayed, finish him off. If there is anyone here today in an evil bus stop, depart from that bus stop in the name of Jesus. Number five. What are causes of the wicked? What are causes of wickedness? It's a weapon of arrest by satanic policemen. Causes of arrest. A weapon of arrest by satanic policemen. Six. What are causes of wickedness? It's a spiritual rope of limitation. It's an evil cord. Seven. What are causes of the wicked? It's an evil pipe supplying evil current. An evil pipe supplying evil current. Eight. What are causes of the wicked? It's a connection that demotes and suppresses. You are connected to the thing. As a result of a connection, it's demoting you, it's suppressing you. Nah. What are causes of wickedness? It's a rope that ties a man to his evil foundation. And anytime the person wants to go, the evil foundation will say, no, we have a rope tied there, it's not going anywhere. Tie the man down to one spot. What are causes of wickedness? It is a taproot that holds evil trees in a man's life. It's a cord of wickedness. What are causes of wickedness? Number 11 is a yoke that holds a man in bondage. A yoke that holds a man in bondage. And lastly, what are causes of wickedness? It is a connecting link to bringing the enemy. The connecting link to bringing the enemy. I pray that any connecting link that brings the enemy to anyone here will be dismantled tonight in the name of Jesus. This is a very serious matter. In the church I was many, many years back, three people from the same parents began to come to our church. None of them has made progress. Anytime they wanted to make a progress, they would dream of a serpent. Once they dream of the serpent, if it's examination, they will fail. If it's interview, they fail. If it's business, it collapses. One of them came to church. The other two did not come. In fact, they were laughing at him. They called him all kinds of names. They ridiculed him. But that's common. People have always ridiculed believers. But by the time their God begins to manifest, then you know that they are not people to be ridiculed. There are people to be respected. They started praying. Anytime he's doing a vigil at home, they too will be shaking their head. They say, Ami. Because he prays in Yoruba, Ami. Even when he's changed another prayer, that's he said, Ami. Just to ridicule him. But he continued. He continued. Although they were laughing at him, they too, they were not moving forward. So he prayed. One night, a python crawled in through the window. The other two people woke up. The brother from who was coming to our church, who had done 2 or 3 hours of prayer, was asleep. But the two of them woke up. They saw the python crawling through the window. So they woke up and ran out. And they went back to the window through which the serpent moved in, watching what would happen to Ami. True, the serpent crawled down, went through the length of this brother, got to his chest region, you know, called up, and just sat down there on his chest. He couldn't touch the brother, he couldn't spit into his body, neither could he touch any of his body. His brothers were watching with amazement from the window, 3 a.m. at night. Then I think the weight of the serpent on his chest now woke the brother up. And for the first time, he saw what was on his chest. And he cried out, Nyoruko Jesus! That was all. The serpent flattened out as if it received an electric shock. and it died by his side. Amen. The brother, a converted Muslim, looked at his serpent, used his cover cloth to cover his head again, turned to the other side, slept off. Meanwhile, the others were at the window. The serpent was on their mat, so they couldn't come in. And that's why they stood till daybreak. By the next morning, this brother, who has been seeking for a job for 6 years, got 7 letters at once. He was now picking and choosing. He now picked a job. They gave him a house. They gave him a car. The other two still remain in their wooden shed by the river. They did not know that what happened that night was that the connecting link to the serpent, the brother broke his own while their own was still in place. Any connecting link between anyone here and any power of darkness, break now, break now, break now, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. There are different kinds of cords. Let me run through them very quickly before we now go into our prayers. There is tribal cords. There is marriage cords. There is occultic cords. There is blood covenant cords. There is evil name cords. That is, your name can tie you to evil. There is place of birth cords. There is geographical environment cords. There is witchcraft cords. There is familiar spirit cords. There is sexual relationship cord. Any man or woman you sleep with, whether your friend is about to marry you or not, as far as you are sleeping with a person outside marriage, there's an evil cord linking you up. Some people call it evil soul tie. There is religious cord. There is evil consumption cord. There is evil spiritual consultation cord. Anytime you go to consult your enemy for information, a cord is formed. There is wicked friends cord. There is social relationship cord. There is spiritual relationship cord. There is place of work cord. There is close and distant relative cord. There is placental cord. There is teachers, lecturers cord. There is type of business cord. There is personal cord. There is something called the umbilical cord. The one that ties a person to the mother in the womb. A cord is a very serious matter. A cord causes terrible trouble. And it destroys like no man's business. This is a serious matter. And we need to understand it very, very well. We need to know what the Lord is saying to us. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, we read an interesting episode. 2 Samuel 13. 2 Samuel 13 from verse 1 to 2. And it came to pass that after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her, which was a serious abomination. Amnon was a son of David, Tamar was a daughter of David, and Amnon was lusting after Tamar. Verse 2. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar. That is, he loved Tamar so much, and he was afraid that he couldn't really touch her because she's his sister. He fell sick for that purpose. For she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But if we read on in that story, you find that the same Amnon, the son of David, eventually raped Tamar, the daughter of David, which was an incest. But this story may look a bit out of place. But if we go back to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 38, we will see a certain situation there too. Genesis 38 verse 6. Genesis chapter 38 verse 6. Genesis 38 verse 6 says, "And Judah took a wife for Er, his firstborn, and whose name was what? Tamar." Tamar was a daughter-in-law to Judah. But eventually, Judah went and slept with his daughter-in-law called Tamar. And this Tamar gave birth to somebody called Phares and another one called Zerah, twins. From the lineage of Phares, David now came. So David was a descendant of this Tamar in Genesis chapter 38. Because of this evil cord, David now had this beautiful daughter. He did not think of any other name to give to that daughter again except Tamar. So the anointing of that cord of seduction that was poured into Tamar 1 now got into Tamar 2. This is how dangerous a cord can be. It can go from generation to generation. You should also examine your name. Who gave you your name? That name can tie your life to an evil altar. There are many terrible cords that have spoiled so many lives. So cords too can be inherited. But once you begin to dream of doing odd jobs in your dream, there is a cord tying you to something. You begin to dream of falling from heights. There is a cord tying you to somewhere. You begin to see yourself encaged or chained. Or you feel that you want to go to somewhere, some men attack you, they didn't want you to go. There is a cord somewhere tying you down. You find yourself in dirty environment, dirty places. There's a cord tying you down to something. Find yourself climbing hill. You never got to the top of the hill. There's a cord tying you down there. You keep seeing yourself going to your former house, your former school, your former places, writing examination you have passed. There's a cord tying you down. You see yourself naked, and you don't understand why. You're always seeing these bloody or red objects, and you don't know why you are seeing them. It's a cord of darkness. You keep having sex and sex in the dream. There is a cord tying you down to a particular place. So sometimes by just looking at these dreams we have, you can know whether something is tying you down to somewhere. What do we do this day? The first is to surrender your life to Jesus. That one is non-negotiable. The second thing is to renounce and denounce this cord. Renounce and denounce them. The third thing is to break these cords. Break them. And when you break them, recover your destiny from their hands. Surrender your life to Jesus. Renounce and denounce the cords. Break them. Recover your destiny from their hands. Barricade your life so that you don't find any way back into your destiny. That's how to deal with the cords of wickedness. We have prayers to pray before we leave this place today. And there are people who need to pray really seriously. A cord can tie you down to an evil occurrence in your past. A cord can tie you down to a family idol. A cord can tie you down to a sacrifice that was made years ago. A cord can tie you down to a ritual that was made on behalf of the whole family. A cord can tie you down to somebody who has gone to do something about you. Tonight is a night not to negotiate with the wicked cord. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up, all eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very, very quickly now by saying what I'm going to say after. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen." If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Let's find a way to the altar here so that we can pray more with you. Within the next few minutes, beloved, Many of you may hear sound as you are praying. Many of you may hear the sound of padlocks clicking open. Many may hear the sound of rope being broken to pieces. The important thing is to be set loose. Jesus looked at that woman that was bent double. Said, "Woman, thou art loosed." No one could see the chain with which she was bound. But Jesus saw the evil ropes. "The woman, thou art loosed." As many people as who want to be loosed tonight, they should pray this prayer with their heart. Cord, wicked cord breaking prayer. Say, "Cause of darkness, tying down my progress, break in the name of Jesus." Break the cords in the name of Jesus. Break it. Break it. Break it. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we are approaching a very technical area. A lot of people are under the evil control of the power of their father's house. A lot of people are under the evil control of the power of their mother's house. But if you will pray this prayer, you'll be surprised what will happen. Wicked cords of my father's house, break in the name of Jesus. Break them now. In the name of Jesus, Sente Kapala Kayabo Shenderabo Konta, Banakatunda Rabo Sapola Kayabo Shenteraba, Bakatala Karabo Sapola Kayabo Shente, Rapali Katunda Sempola Kayaba. Break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Place one finger on your belly button. One finger on your belly button. The same prayer you just prayed now. You will pray, but you will say from of my mother's house. Cause of wickedness of my mother's house, break in the name of Jesus. That's right. Botende kaya bashanta rabokanta. Riapali kantende sente yabashanta. Bakatenda kaya bashanta raba. Yes, break, 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 break. Yes, it's happening, it's happening. Continue, continue. Something is taking place here tonight. Every placenta bandage. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.